I'd like now to welcome Marie Campos. She is candidate for City Council in District 1. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for welcoming me.
So why did you decide to run for City Council?
I hadn't planned on running for council this election, you know, because I thought Patty Boucher was someone that represented the community well enough that it was unnecessary to look at trying to run against her, even though people had been asking me to do so. I didn't think that that would be necessary because she represented the people pretty well as far as the things that we're concerned with. And then when she decided not to run, I looked at the other candidates, and I really felt like none of those candidates, of the three candidates that I'm up against, had the real strong enough backbone in order to resist the type of development and pushes that were going to change the face of Santa Fe. So I decided to take it on. It's a difficult thing to do. It's not easy. But I wanted to at least give it a shot so that the community and the people would have a voice that was unbiased and that was only concerned with their needs.
So tell us more about that. What kind of development do you see as destructive to communities? What kind of development are you in favor of?
Okay, I am absolutely in favor of, in certain areas like Siler, I think that there's a good project going on right now in the works, and that's the creative arts industry development there. I think that that has to be done really carefully, and this is where the things are lacking in a lot of the types of development that have been proposed, is that it needs to be focused on low and moderate income, and there needs to be types of restrictions around how that development is going to happen in order not to gentrify. I hate to use that word, but it's probably the easiest one to use. You know, not to push out the local neighbors.
Right. How do you do that? I mean, I think a lot of people probably share your sentiments, but what is the way to create the housing that people need without it being gentrified, without it hurting neighbors?
Well, I think that we need to decide, first of all, what areas we're going to allow to be developed. And then in those areas, we need to decide as a city what type of housing we want. So I would say low and moderate housing. We decide we need that. We decide where it's a good place to build, and then work with the developers in order to get that done. And, you know, for the other just kind of free types of development, I think we need to make sure that it can pass the requirements of the citizens and not take away our open space, not take away our open skies, and not push out the locals.
Let's talk about the budget, the many millions of dollars budget deficit. How did we get there? What should we do?
Well, I think that there was essentially a very poor model that was being used in city government over an extended period of time. And I think because there was an economic crisis and there was an idea, well, we need to keep people working, that we expanded city government. You know, city government was expanded into areas that it wasn't really meant to be. So now we have this excess amount of employees, and it wasn't sustainable, that type of job development, just creating jobs for the sake of having jobs in a place that couldn't sustain it. I think the way that we can get out of that and out of, you know, misusing our funds that are restricted on one end, like in the water company, and funneling them here and funneling in things there, there's a pretty simple way to get out of that. Without raising our taxes, without franchise fees, without all these things, and that is to bring city government back to its core functions. And the core functions of city government is to make sure that our roads don't have potholes all over them, you know, that we have roads in good repair, our police, our fire, our water system, make sure we have clean and pure water delivery to our homes, and that the infrastructure of the water is in good repair. We have like our parks and our, you know, bike paths and things like that, libraries and gyms. Now, all of those are publicly shared facilities and publicly shared systems. And if we focus on doing those and doing those well, then I think that city government can be on track to not overspending. It's when we start taking on these other things that are good causes, but probably the wrong form to be used. Like, let me give you an example. Like right now, there's a proposal to use $50 million of our water funds to funnel to a nonprofit organization to fight climate change and poverty. Now, if we have to, if we tax our citizens charge franchise fees and do all of these things that impact the well-being of our households, that make us spend more to be able to afford to live just in our basic needs, then that's actually creating poverty. And to have to use a side venue, you know, to help that just doesn't make sense. There's more practical ways of you know, fighting poverty, and that's keeping our houses affordable, you know, so we can keep our houses, because a lot of people are struggling.
Now, you said that's a proposed idea, but there's also some existing expenditures in our city budget that don't fit your idea of the core functions of city government. What are some of the things that actually already exist that you think are unnecessary?
Well, I think we can look at how we fund like these different types of enterprises. I think when we decide to subsidize an enterprise, we're walking on very, very unfair territory. Let's say we decide that in our enterprise fund that we're going to fund a small business that we might believe, for whatever reasons, maybe we know somebody, maybe we don't, whatever reason, we decide to fund that. And but the next door neighbor, who is their competitor, doesn't have that advantage, it's like a shift of wealth. There's a lot of studies done on these kind of things, and it's an unfair shift of wealth. I think that city government should keep its taxes low, keep its the fees low in order to run a business. And that makes it economically viable for whoever wants to start a business. And then it's a fair playing field.
We've got another minute or two. What do you want to let people know before we go?
Well, I want to let you know really quick. Somebody said that I don't talk enough about myself, and I've been trained that way because of my background. I wasn't taught to talk about myself, but I do have 17 years of community development experience. I have a master's degree from St. John's College, and in my community development experience, I have worked in projects in all different types of things. I have worked it, like one of the examples is a farmer's market. I did the initial legal structure that was needed in order to create the permanent site of the farmer's market and establish the mission for the Farmer's Market Institute to do the outreach into the community of farmers. And I worked for the Institute of American and Indian Arts. And I worked in culture preservation and economic development in their land grant. I was the first person to create their land grant institution. And so my expertise was in how to economically develop a place that had little to no opportunity for regular jobs, but also to preserve the culture. And I think that's really important for where we're at in Santa Fe right now, to have that type of expertise. One of my mentors during that time was in the USDA, and he landed up as an appointee in Obama's administration in the White House. And so I've worked in grassroots areas where I've worked with the most poverty-stricken, the most, formally educated people and very traditional people. And I've also worked on a national level with some of the highest officials in this government in different types of projects that I have done.
Marie Campos is candidate for City Council in District 1. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, for inviting me.
And once again, that was our coverage of Santa Fe City Council District 1 candidates. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, is Election Day. Go out and vote.